Everybody doing all right? What's up, bud? Good to see you. How's everybody doing?
Good.
All right.
Awesome.
I'm going to talk to you this morning about the secret to having a good school year. Okay? How many of you want to have a good school year? Raise your hand. All right? How many want to have a bad school year? Raise your hand. Okay. Make sure we're on the right path. All right. Come on in here, girl. All right. Here's the deal. The most important thing I can tell you about having a good school year is also true for adults. The most important thing I could tell the adults about how to have a good adult life is this. It's a verse in Proverbs 13:20. It says this, "He who walks with the wise grows wise, but a companion of fools suffers much harm." So what does that mean? What that means is this, guys. Listen to me. As you start school, the people you choose to be your friends will either make you better or worse. If you hang around people who don't act right in school and talk ugly and do those things, it will impact you in a negative way. Adults are the same way. If they hang around other adults who don't do right, who don't talk right, who don't act right, it affects them in a negative way. So when you start school, when you are around your friends again, be sure that you have the right kind of friends. Now, there's a friend I want to tell you about that's most important. Listen to what it says in Acts chapter 4. Verse 13, listen carefully. It says, "When they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized that they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished." Now listen to this. "And they took note that these men had been with Jesus." Now, your friends will make a difference in your life, either for better or worse, but here's a better friend that you need to have in your life. Everybody looking up here? Calvin, look up here. The most important friend you can have in your life is Jesus. And you want your friends to look at you and go, "Well, you know, oh, Nala, she looks like Jesus. She's been hanging out with Jesus," or you know. Because here's the thing, people will notice who you become by who you hang around with. This is true for adults, it's true for teenagers, children, regardless of your age. Who you hang around with determines what you become, okay? And the most important person you can hang around is Jesus, all right? Well, let's pray and ask Jesus to help us find the right kind of friends. Lord, we thank you for this time. Help these kids to find the right kind of friends and to be the right kind of friend. Help every one of them to want to have a relationship with you. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.